1 Samuel. We're continuing our series, actually, on prayer, learning from the pros, learning how to pray from the pros, and each of these messages stand alone. I just kind of worked it out so that we come to Hannah on Mother's Day, and she's a great example for moms. I'm going to make a statement here that at the time I wrote it, I believed it to be true. I've had these messages done for a little bit, at least my outlines, and since then, I just want to correct it just a little bit. As we talk about Hannah this morning, what I was going to say that, well, this part is true. It is true that the head of the home is the father, but it's actually equally true that the heart of the home is the mother. And she's the one that makes the house go. She holds the home together. And here's the part that I took it out. What I was going to say is that probably the greatest influence and force on the face of the earth is mom. But after teaching Sunday school last week about truth being the greatest force on earth, I would stand by the statement that truth is the greatest, but I'll tell you, moms have a great and powerful influence as well. We're going to look at Hannah today. She's a gracious lady. Her name means gracious. And she had a problem. In all the messages in this series, we're going to look at the problem, the prayer, and then the prevailing, the answer to that prayer. Hannah's problem was that polygamy was tolerated in her day. And her husband had more than one wife. You can imagine how difficult that would be, right, ladies? To top it off, Hannah was barren, and the other wife mocked her because she was unable to have any children. And so we moved to the prayer, and Hannah's heart cried out that she might have a baby. She wanted to have a son. She wanted to have a son so she could raise this son for God and then give him back to God where he could serve the Lord. So Hannah teaches us some principles about prayer. First of all, she teaches us about the priority of prayer. The priority of prayer. She wanted this child for who? For God. That was her priority, to raise a child for God. She didn't think that it was less than the best to be a mother. And so that was the prayer of her heart. That was the priority in her life. And then we see the principle of prayer, because when you get your priorities lined up, then you start praying according to those priorities. You start praying about the things that are really important. And you notice here in verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give unto him the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Oh God, I want to have a baby. God, this is the desire of my heart. And she had this God-given instinct to have a child. And that instinct in her heart, I believe, was put there by Almighty God, because she knew that the Bible teaches over and over again that children are a blessing and an unmistakable gift from God. We also see the purpose. Continue there as we are looking in verse 11. She vows this vow, saying that she would give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor would come upon his head. This meant that she was going to raise him to be a Nazarite. They were a special group of people who had been given over to God in a very special way. And in fact, in Numbers 6 and verse 5, it speaks of how these Nazarites were to be raised. It says, all the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the days be fulfilled in the which he separateth himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, and let the locks of the hair grow down, or let the hair of his head grow. So what she's saying in effect is, I want a holy child. I want a child that will be separated unto God. I want a child that I can dedicate to God. So what is the principle? Well, if that child is a gift of God, and if that child has come from God, then that child naturally must be given to God at some point, must be given back to God. So did God hear her prayer? God says, I've heard your prayer, and because you're going to give that child back to me, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to give you the child that you have asked for. That prayer from the heart of Hannah was answered by God. Now, if you pray and ask God to give you a child, then your prayers must follow God's purpose for that child. I think that so many times our prayers are unanswered for our children because we're praying the wrong kind of prayers. Let me ask you a question. What are you praying for your children? What are you praying? What is your desire for your child? Now think about it. What do you want out of your child, and what do you want for your child? What are you praying for? If you're praying for health, success, popularity, fame, if that's what you want for your child, and I hope your child has those things. I really do. But that should not be the main priority for your child. This is the priority prayer that we should pray that we learned from Hannah. Lord, give me a child, or let my child serve you. Lord, I want my children to be holy. I want them to be dedicated unto you. You know what gives me the greatest joy in life? Same thing the Apostle John said in 3 John verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That is the thing that gives a Christian parent the greatest joy in the world, when they are realizing that their children are walking in the truth. They are walking in the ways of God. I love this verse also. The generation of the upright shall be blessed, and his seed shall be mighty upon the earth. So rather than asking that your children be rich, rather than asking God that they be famous, rather than asking God to let your children achieve, and you can pray those things, but you need to be praying also that God's will would be done in their life, and that God would hear your prayers, and your children would be holy and separated unto him. Here's a verse. Let me give you, it's a passage, actually, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. This is Paul's prayer for the church at Ephesus. By the way, I pray this prayer for you. I just read it, and I put you in here. I read it, and I put my children in here, because this is a great prayer for mom and dad to pray. And I don't know if you can read that or not, but it's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. Paul says, for this cause I bow my knees, he says, I pray unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, and you put your child's name in there, that he would grant you, that he would grant you, and I'd go through and I name each of my children, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Let me ask you, is that a good prayer to pray for your children? You know, the thing I love about it, it's straight from Scripture. So you're praying God's word back to him. You're praying according to the will of God. James says that we have not because we ask not, or sometimes we ask amiss. We ask for the wrong things. Hannah had a purpose. Her purpose was, God, I want a child, but I want a child that serves you. Now, you can't make your children serve God, okay? And if your child isn't serving God today, I'm not trying to place a guilt trip on you at all. You can't make your children serve God, but you can pray for them. Hannah prayed before he was born. She prayed after he was born, and she prayed that he would serve God. The fourth thing, is persistence. In verse 12, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she'd been drunken. And Eli said unto her, Eli is the priest, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thine wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid as a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they arose up early in the morning, and they rose in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to the house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Now, not only did she pray for him before he was born, she continued to pray for him even in dark days. Here's the principle. No matter how dark, how desolate, how difficult, pray and keep on praying. Don't ever give up. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, or persistence, and supplication for all saints. Now, because of her perseverance, her sorrow was turned into gladness. You know what the name Samuel means? It means asked of the Lord. She asked of the Lord, and he answered this prayer. By the way, this message this morning is not just for mothers. Fathers can take these same principles, and you know what? It's good for any of us. For any prayer that we want to pray, we can have these principles and add them to our prayer time. Here's the last principle there of prayer that she teaches us, and that is the principle of persuasion. Persuasion. She persuaded God to answer her prayer. And along with that, really, this leads to the final point of the message this morning, the prevailing. Now, look in 1 Samuel there in verse 21. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned. And then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And she was a wise woman here. She knew that these first few years were very important, the formative years. And she said, I'm not going to leave this training up to anybody else. I'm going to train this child in the ways of God. Verse 24 says, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour. and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. She prevailed. And she says, therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. And he worshiped the Lord there. Who worshiped the Lord? It's a he. And he worshiped the Lord there. I don't think it was Eli. I think it was Samuel. This young child was already worshiping the Lord because Hannah had instilled the priority of worship and dedication to God in his life. You know, Hannah changed the course of history because Samuel became a great prophet. Hannah presented her son Samuel to the Lord, and he, by the grace of God, became a mighty man of God. He set a standard of righteousness for the nation of Israel. He was a man greatly used of the Lord. He was the man who anointed David as king. He was the man who served as the spiritual leader of Israel for many years. He was the man he was because of the investment of his mother, made in his life before he was born, and also during those early years. Because she made the kind of investment she did, an entire entire nation was blessed for many, many years. In fact, in Hannah's investment in Samuel, it continues to reap dividends to this day. Anyone who has helped, fed, challenged, or blessed through the story of his life realized that Hannah's investment paid off. And that investment continued to pay huge dividends long after she was dead. I think those are the kind of dividends that we all want to reap. A boy had a mother. This mother is a true story. She was a dominating mother. She had no time or love for anyone else but herself. She was married 3 times. Her second husband divorced her. The reason? Because she abused him. This little boy, when he was a child, never experienced love. He never experienced discipline. He was neglected, shoved around, and overlooked. His mother told him, "Don't you ever bother me when I'm at work. I don't want you pestering me." He was totally rejected. This little boy had a high IQ, but he dropped out of high school. He joined the Marines. He was given a dishonorable discharge. Leaving there, he had no talent, he had no skills, he couldn't even maintain a driver's license. He went to a foreign country, there he met a foreign woman, he married her, their marriage began to fail. She left him. He had the sense that he was a failure. All of life about him was a failure. He begged his wife to come back, finally she did, and then they came to the United States. The only talent that this young man had was the talent of handling a rifle. He had learned it in the Marines. And on November 22nd, 1963, he took his rifle and his ability to the third story of a book storage building in Dallas, Texas, to fire 3 shots that changed the course of a nation. His name? You already know, Lee Harvey Oswald. I wonder if things would have been different if he had had a different mother. I wonder if he had had a mother that would wrap her precious son in her arms and told him, "I love you. And you're no bother. You can come to me whenever you want. Charles Lee, you can call your mama anytime. Sweetheart, you are more important than this job. You are the most precious thing on this earth to me." Would things have been different? Here's what children need. It's easy as ABC. Accepting, belonging, and confidence. That's really what they need. And I want to thank God for magnificent mothers. And I want to thank God for every mother here. And God help you to be a magnificent mother. I know it's difficult. I'm not a mother, but I know it's difficult. I watch my wife, and I see the struggles and the commitments that she puts into it. And I know that motherhood is a tough job. So ladies, if there's anything I could ever do to support you, you can count on me. God bless you. God bless you, mothers. And may God answer your prayers just like he did Hannah's. So if we could have all the moms please come forward. We'd just like to honor you today and give you a flower, pray over you. And maybe you got a child in heaven already or something too. We'd still want you to come. Praise the Lord. Could we all stand out of respect for them this morning? And I'd like to pray, and as I pray, if you want to just reach out your hand toward them, maybe toward the special one that's up here for you, we'll just pray over them. Father, we thank you today for all of these moms, these ladies. Lord, what a blessing they are to their children, their husbands, this church. Some are grandparents up here today. What a blessing for the to be a grandparent, and a blessing for the grandchildren. Lord, I pray that you would just bless each mother and you would meet each need that's here. Lord, you know the heart of each one. And Lord, I pray that you would meet the needs of the heart, the wants of the heart, the desires of the heart. And Lord, I ask that you would place desires in their heart, like you placed the desire in Hannah. Lord, not necessarily for a child, but you would place some godly desire in each mother's heart today. And Lord, as they pray, they act upon that desire, Lord, would you hear them? And would you grant their petition and give them the desires of their heart? Build a hedge of protection around each one. Lord, I pray that you put up a hedge of thorns to keep away any evil influences in their lives as well. And Lord, may they have a very special day today. May they feel loved by this congregation. May they feel loved by this church and the others that are in their life. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give them a hand this morning. And then if you would just take a flower of your choice, you can go and actually we'll be dismissed. So, but ladies, make sure you all pick a flower out. God bless you.